Good evening and welcome to this edition of our meditation. Last week was the first time we omitted the meditation for specific reasons, and now we are back today. So today the topic is melt your ego, melt your form. The form represents our ego. Ego is not a bad thing. We must all realize that ego is not a bad thing. Ego primarily is how we identify ourselves. But once we've identified ourselves, we don't just stop there. Then this is me, then this is mine, and that is yours. And in the me, mine, comes a lot of things, right? From your name, your clothes, your possessions, your everything, your identity, your culture, your tradition, your land, your affinities, your likes, dislikes. It just goes on and on. It grows even before you realize how it grows. And so it is important for us to constantly be aware of the self and the form. So I am divine, ever-present, all-powerful, all-loving, all-knowing. And then I have this limitation called the form, which I'm occupying. This form has a limitation. It has a name. And it has limitations of worldly transactions. So it needs food. The form needs money. The form needs shelter. The form needs air, water, medicine. But the self does not require anything. The self is ever free. Everything is encompassed in the self, literally everything. And that's what we are going to discover today, experientially. So let us start off with the maypole as always. For those of you who are new, think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. Imagine that you're sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, think, imagine, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top. The sphere represents the higher consciousness. You can replace this sphere with any name and form of God or guru that you worship or adore. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat and walking up to this pole and hold on to any ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, as you breathe in, ask the higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, anxiety, any clutter, anything that you may be carrying within you that needs to be released for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any blame, disappointment, any hurt, any anger that you may be carrying in any part of you. Look for any emotional pain, any physical pain, anything that causes distress in you. Release all of it as you breathe out. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative judgments, negative emotions that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even if you have a sense of weakness in you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love and breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. After we are born, we are constantly reminded that we are the form and not the self. It starts off by giving this form a name, and then the identification with that form, so much so that we completely forget our reality and we exist in the limitation, and so much so that we forget and we fear going back to the formless, who is our actual reality. That's who we really are. We forget going back to being the formless. We want to retain the form for eternity, believing that that's our reality. Today, let us go through this experience of being the formless from the form. It's important to cast away the form so that you can lose your fear. You don't have to fear losing what you are not. Once you realize who you really are, you can no longer be ignorant of the fact that you are everything, literally, that exists within your grasp and that which cannot be grasped. So let us now get to the small experience of going from the form to the formless. Sit straight with your back, your neck, and your head in one line. Start focusing your awareness on your breathing. Slowly begin to trace the path of the breath through your nostrils. If you are sensitive, you can retrace the path to the center of your chest. Keep your back, neck, and head straight in one line. Do not force to retrace your path. Just have to relax. And you will be able to retrace your steps. Once in the center of the chest. Now with every breath, try to expand your awareness. Go deeper into the breath. Make it broader, wider. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. It's difficult. It's not very easy to maintain this awareness because we are also distracted by the spatial awareness. Our spatial awareness is the environment that we live in. So we have layers of spatial awareness. One is within the room that we are sitting, where we are sitting. And this room is located in the house that we are living in, which is located in an apartment or in some street. And which is in a locality. And so our spatial awareness is constantly attacked by various kinds of noises that distracts our awareness. So now, this next attempt, let us try and rise above the spatial awareness that is distracting us. So while you are still sitting in your position with your straight back, neck and head, get back to the breath. And now slowly begin to drop your spatial awareness. If you recognize yourself sitting in a particular room, see the walls of the room slowly vanish, including the floor that you are sitting in. One by one, see the walls and the floor just give way to space. And if it exposes the outer wall of the house, imagine dropping all the walls of the house that you're living in. Likewise, no matter how many layers you're able to see, go on dropping the layers, including the flooring that you're sitting on. When there are no more layers, drop your body. And just exist with the I am awareness. Drop everything that is not the awareness. Drop everything that is not the breath. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Anyone here would like to share an experience? How many of you were able to drop years of forms? Yes, Lakshmi?
Please doctor?
Yes, please.
When you said drop your body, suddenly the pain started increasing in my body. I don't know.
What started increasing?
Pain. I already have some pain.
Okay.
That started aggravated. That pain aggravated.
Pain is a form of ego.
Okay.
And pain always occurs because of resistance.
Okay.
Something that you've been holding on to. So you have to introspect. What is it that you are holding on to that you wish to release or want to hold on to? That you are unwilling to release? Right. Is there anyone else? Anyone else who want to share? Dropping the form is unconditional. It has to be without conditions. Dropping the form doesn't mean what you're holding on to. You're not holding on to the form. You believe yourself to be the form. And you have to go deeper to this truth which you always know, that you are the self. But your belief in the ignorance that you are the form is so strong that it takes humongous amounts of effort to get to the reality that you are the self, the divine self. When you have to accomplish anything, there are two ways of doing it. One is to do it the intellectual way, where you use the name and form and all the education that you have. Or you just go back to being that I am awareness and allow the manifestation to happen. And then you just are the actor who's just playing the role of doing everything that you're doing as per the direction of the I am awareness. This is how things happen. So either you can be the I am awareness or you can be the body, mind, ego. Only two choices. So the method or the practice is very simple. Follow the breath. Go to the center of your awareness. The I am awareness. And begin to expand from there. Beyond the limitations of the body, mind, ego. That's the way to do it. And sure enough, when you are being the I am awareness, then everything just follows you. Being I am awareness is all there is. The body, mind, ego has got all the drama, all the colors, all the variety. No amount of time is enough. I am awareness is simple. Getting here is easier than getting anywhere else. You're just coming back to the self. When you stay in the I am awareness, then everything that you ever need to accomplish is taken care of. That's how simple it is. It doesn't take trust. It doesn't take anything. It doesn't take any belief. When you are being I am awareness, then everything that needs to manifest will manifest. There are no two things about it. Are there any questions? How many of you were able to go deep within and establish as the self? When you lose the physicality of your beingness, that's when you begin to enjoy your meditation, because then you can sit forever. There is no time, there is no space, nothing that can hold you back. It is timelessness. And that's what you have to practice. That's what meditation is all about. Going beyond the concept of time, form, and embracing the formless, becoming the self that you are. Meditation is not about experiencing calmness. It's not about having peace of mind. It's about merging with the divine self. It's about coming back to the self. That's what meditation is all about. And when you embrace yourself, that's when you have come full circle. For those of you who are not practicing regularly, please practice every day. Please practice every day, so you can one day go back to being the self. Dr. Janardhan, is there anything you wish to say?
Dr. Pradeep here, one small clarification. The self, what are meaning is same as being soul conscious?
You are that. You don't have to be soul conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Modern spirituality even makes the soul an entity. The soul is not an entity.
Mm-hmm.
You are the self. I am awareness is what we call it. I am that. Tattvam asi. Being in that realization that I am all that I am seeking. Is that clear?
Clear, doctor. Thanks.
Yeah.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Now, I could able to sit for a long time in meditation. I will feel after going to the depth of meditation, the feeling, the sensing body is going to be lost totally. I could only sense breathing, nothing else.
Right.
And what you have explained, sir, now about feeling the self, awareness in the center of chest. So we have to trace the breath from nostril beyond this one windpipe and into the chest.
See, now if you are already getting into that space where you are just being breath awareness, and where you lose body awareness, mm-hmm. you don't need these steps.
Okay, right, sir.
It's for those who still aren't there. If you are already there in the I am awareness, where you sit and you're just feeling the breath, and you will no longer feel your physical awareness, then that's that. So you don't have to go through these steps.
Okay, right, sir. Thank you.
Right, all of you, please practice the meditations. There are many rewards waiting for anyone who is willing to dwell deep. And these rewards are different for different people. And as you go deeper, they are unraveled. The mysteries are unraveled, and these gifts are given to you. Life is beautiful when you approach it from the self, from being the self. All challenges are preceded with solutions. And so you just are an observer watching how life keeps solving its own mysteries. Your body becomes an instrument which does only those actions as instructed by the Divine Self. Ultimate liberation happens only when you move from the form to the formless, when you embrace the formless, and there's no more fear to let go of the form. Focus on your ultimate reality all the time and operate from that reality, knowing very well the futility of your actions, and that no result is permanent. With this, let's come to the end of this meditation. Practice every day. And let's again meet next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week. With lots of love. I'm Dr. Mahesh Krishnamurthy, signing off.